konnichiwa and kumusta. This is Where You're From, a history and comedy podcast by husband and wife team, Max.
That's me.
And Hitomi.
That's you.
That's me, yes.
Hello.
Each week, we talk about each other's cultural history to each other.
Yes. For example, I'm from Britain, England, all of the above. And you're going to tell us stories, historical stories, stories of interest about the UK.
Yes.
And you're from?
I'm complicated.
You are complicated.
Mm. My dad is Japanese. My mom is Filipino-Chinese. And I grew up in the Philippines.
So you're quite the mixed bag.
Very much so.
Yes, and I will be talking about historical events and things of interest about all of those places.
Yes.
Japan.
Yes.
Philippines.
Yes.
Maybe China.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
I haven't got around to China yet.
No.
No. Oh. There's probably quite a lot of history.
It's a hard about though, China. I think.
Yeah. Well, there's so much interesting stuff about Japan and the Philippines.
Well, I love it when you do the Philippines.
I know. So that's where you're from. And today, it's welcome back.
Yes.
Because you've been away.
I've been away.
You have been away. What have you been doing?
I've been busy. I've been making cheese puppets.
Cheese puppets. Yeah, for little kids.
Yeah.
You've been doing a summer camp.
Yeah.
For little itty bitty kitties.
Cheese puppets.
Because you're a teacher, if people don't know.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Oh, so am I.
Yes, you are, but you get a longer summer break.
Oh, yeah. I get like over a month summer break.
I get a week.
Yeah.
So
that's you. But you're back.
I'm back.
And you're ready.
And I'm ready.
And you're going to be talking about a very interesting...
It's always interesting. I say it's interesting every
it's
week.
It's always super duper interesting, folks. Historical topic about good old Blighty.
Good old UK. Blighty.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know the topic yet because it's a
surprise. It's always a surprise. And you know, let me tell you. I want to tell you.
I don't want to know until we record. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to get into all of that in a couple of minutes because I just want to check in with you because I haven't seen you for a while because we're married and we don't see each other every day all the time, do we? What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
I've opened a sweet shop.
What the bloody hell are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Sweet shop. I'm gonna take a picture of it and post it on our Instagram.
But when you say sweets,
yeah,
that we're talking about the British definition of sweets, aren't we?
What is sweets in other countries? Candy, right?
Well, if you
sweets
say
sweets is general,
but if you say sweets in Japan, people think cakes.
Sweets Paradise, the all-you-can-eat dessert place.
Yeah. That we still haven't visited.
Because
we will kill ourselves.
Not ready to go there.
No. Because I'm too fat already. Yeah. Let me get the beach body first. Yeah. Oh. He told me to make a sign language. You want water? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. So tell us more about your sweet shop. What's happening there?
We went to a store yesterday called Flying Tiger.
First time I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
It's like, what did we say? It was like IKEA and Don Quixote mixed together.
Yeah, had a baby.
Yeah.
Had an incest baby.
Seriously, it's good. It's a little display thing with little scoops. I love it.
Not the shop.
No.
You're talking about your sweet.
My sweet shop. I got my sweet shop. I bought a sweet shop
you
display.
You bought a little sweet pick and mix cabinet.
Yeah.
For 1,000 yen.
Yeah.
And it is the best thing you've ever bought.
Yeah.
And you've just been playing with the little scoops.
Yeah.
Like a toddler.
I want to get like little cups.
Yeah.
To put the sweets in when I scoop them out. Because I'm just putting them in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got four little cabinet bits, sections in your sweet shop display.
Which I'm looking at right now.
What are you putting in them?
I have a salty caramel balls.
Yes. Cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah? In the second one.
I have haichu.
Haichu.
People know haichu, but this haichu is different. It's like haichu covered in hard candy
coating. It's like
coating.
Mini balls.
Yeah, but haichu is just like the
it's like chewies.
The chewy, right? But this one has got the hard thing covering it.
You know, in the UK, we'd actually call those chewies.
Chewies? They're called
You got a chewy, mate.
They're called draggies or something.
You got a chewy, mate.
Like Mentos.
He's a chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mentos.
And then I've got jelly beans.
Jelly beans. Also, the nickname for our dog.
Our future puppy.
No, our current puppy.
Oh, him.
Yeah. We might be buying another dog, folks.
Beans.
Beans. We saw him on sale yesterday.
Beans.
We need to rescue him. Old dog.
He's a scruffy.
Old dog in amongst all these high-class puppies.
Yeah.
And all the high-class puppies, how much do they cost? Like half a million yen.
On average, yeah, like 300 to 400,000 yen.
Yeah.
Which so is...
Let's say about $3,000.
Yeah, or 250,000 pesos.
Yeah. But then...
For all the Filipino listeners.
Yeah.
In the UK, how many pounds would it be?
Let's say a couple of grand.
For a dog.
Yeah. Couple of monkeys.
And they're not even purebreds.
Or tigers. No.
They're all mixes.
But we keep seeing some older,
yeah,
scruffier
unwanted
mutts who are unwanted, and they're cut price.
Yeah.
They're on sale.
Yeah.
They're like 50,000 yen.
Yeah, which is so cheap for a dog.
Which is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's like $500. Yeah.
It's still expensive for a dog.
It's still expensive for a dog, but in Japan, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Because even if you rescue a dog here, you end up paying about that for all of the
shots
injections and
quote unquote donation to the organization.
And these scruffy pups that we see, they're just going to be shipped off to the gas chamber. So we need to rescue them.
Beans, what
we're going to call
beans,
him Beans
is a Maltese Chihuahua mix. Chihuahua.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's up with me.
Excellent. He told me his news report.
At Sweet Shop. I didn't finish it. So I have my caramel balls. I have the haichus. I have jelly beans. And then the milky candy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Milky. You know Milky?
I know Milky. I just had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's popular candy in Japan.
But nowhere else.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Yeah, so much weird and wonderful sweets and candy
in Japan. Yeah.
You just can't try them all. There's too much.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I try a new pack every day.
There's a mango boom right now.
Say that again.
Mango boom.
Holy moly. What happened?
Which is good for me because I love mango.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm always buying new mango stuff.
I know, you get excited.
Yeah. Anytime I see a new mango product, I buy it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm more excited than you are.
Do you have any big news?
No.
Okay.
I'm boring.
Oh.
I'm not really, but it's not fit for family entertainment.
All right.
Yeah. All right. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Music. Okay.
Okay.
So remember, I did a crossover episode before with William Adams.
I do recall.
Japan, British.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah,
Japanese-British crossover.
Yes.
Doing another crossover today.
Holy moly. What is it? Britain and China?
No.
What is it?
Britain and Philippines.
I would never have guessed.
Did you think there would be a crossover between the Brits and the Filipinos?
Well, I feel like the British Empire dipped their big toe in the Philippine Sea.
You think?
A couple of times.
You think? Do you really think so?
I do. I know so.
Oh.
But I know that they weren't interested. They were like, this is more trouble than it's worth.
Not true.
Then I do not know.
You don't know anything. So I'm telling you this.
I know some things. I kind of do.
Well, I was amazed by this because I had no idea. We didn't learn this in school. It was, I guess it was considered insignificant.
Controversial.
But it is significant, though. And I'll tell you why.
Please do.
So I am talking about the British invasion. Not Britpop. British invasion of Manila.
Ah, we're not talking Blur.
Not Blur.
It wasn't a Wonderwall.
Wasn't Oasis.
No.
Happened in my time, not in this time.
Your time. Eh?
No, I'm saying Oasis happened in my time.
I thought you said the invasion of Manila happened in like the 1990s. Don't recall.
No.
Okay.
So what do you, when do you think, I always like to ask you this, when do you think this happened? What century?
16th century.
No.
17th century?
No.
Can't be the 18th century.
Yes.
It can.
Yes, it can.
Oh.
So, on September 24th, 1762, well after William Adams's time. Do you remember his time?
William Adams, let me recall. early 1600s.
Mm, yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
So, this one is 1762, a British fleet of 8 naval warships called Ships of the Line.
Right.
They're like special warships that were created at that time.
Mm.
And 3 frigates.
Frigate now.
Do you know what a frigate is?
I know what a frigate is.
Yeah.
A frigate is like one of these big mother humper ships.
Yeah, it's a...
They have the landing strips and all that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, there's another kind of warship.
Yeah. Mm. They're the big boys.
Yeah.
They? Yeah.
And I put in my notes, this is not a podcast about ships.
I'm very disappointed.
4 store ships, which I didn't look it up, but I'm assuming it's the ships that carry the supplies.
Not ships that were bought from the store.
With a force of 6,839 men.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But the general who was in charge was kind of disappointed at the numbers. He was expecting more.
Wow.
Yeah. So they sailed into Manila Bay from Madras, British India.
Yeah. And at this time, the Philippines was independent.
No.
No?
The Philippines were under the Spanish rule still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the Brits
The Philippines was basically under 1500, from 1500 to 1898.
Yeah.
Under Spain.
That's why I didn't want to guess a date when the Spanish were occupying.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't think anyone attempted a coup.
But that's the whole reason why, because Spain was there. There was always a plan to capture Manila because it was considered as the greatest Spanish fortress in the Western Pacific.
Right.
Yeah. The Brits had their eye on Manila.
Oh, BDI.
BDI, like yours.
Yeah, like mine.
Yeah. Now, but...
Got 2 of them.
But what pushed the Brits to do it, though? Like, they were always like, should we do it? Should we not? I don't know. What war was happening at this time?
The Mango War.
No.
around that time. I don't know. What was happening?
The 7 Years War.
Like the 7-year itch. 7 years a slave.
12 years.
Ah, that's so close. Close.
The 7 Years War was going on at that time.
Yes.
And France, the 7 Years War was Britain and France, right?
Yeah.
France had gone into a treaty with Spain called the Family Compact. And through that treaty, Spain committed to making preparations for war against Britain.
Right.
And the Brits first declared war against Spain on January 4th, 1762. And on January 18th of the same year, Spain said, same. Same seas. Wow.
Wow, I never heard of this. Mm. Never heard of that.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, Brits against the Spanish.
Yeah. And conveniently, of course, you have the British Indian Company.
Yeah.
The East Indian Company. Yeah.
Who were right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just blamming East Asia at that time, weren't we? Yeah.
So, this is how it started. So, when they arrived in Manila, they didn't attack right away.
They had a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Huh?
They
just arrived in Manila. Hello.
But seriously, they arrived in the night and caught everyone by surprise.
Hola.
And a Spanish Lieutenant Arcaya boarded their flagship, the Norfolk.
Yeah.
While carrying a Spanish flag and asked them what their intentions were in Manila.
That's rather nice, rather peaceful.
I know. It's like, you know, the show in Japan, Why Did You Come to Manila?
Yeah, interview okay? Why you come to Manila? Why you come to Manila? It's my Japanese impression.
Why is it Japanese? He's Spanish.
But it's a Japanese TV show.
But he's Spanish.
Hola, why you come to Manila?
But when Lieutenant Arcaya boarded their ship, his suspicions were confirmed when he saw what they had on board.
A lot of weapons.
The Norfolk, the flagship alone, had 74 cannons.
But they were like, this is just for decoration.
Yeah, they don't work.
For recreational use, mate. We like to shoot targets.
And the Spanish, the smallest ships in their fleet had at least 20 guns.
Oh.
And I didn't write everything down, but the crew was also pretty intimidating. Crew members.
Yeah.
Like, you got sailors, you got veteran soldiers, and yeah.
So it was quite the army.
It's 6,800.
Armada.
Armada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to say, before you carry on, if you're hearing a lot of
tippy tappies
background tippy tappy noise, it's because our tippy tappy dog, Tuniyoshi, is tippy-tapping through everything in sight.
Yeah.
Because we've locked him in this room.
Because it's too hot.
It's the only room with aircon.
Yeah.
And we don't want him to die. Mm. So we could have a really good quality sound podcast.
But a dead dog.
I'd rather not have that. So ignore the tippy-tapping. Or enjoy the tippy-tapping.
Yeah.
I'd rather enjoy it.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Armada?
Now, Manila had... They've faced like a lot of enemies before.
Yeah.
You know, like Chinese pirates and all those sorts.
Yeah.
But they've never faced a foreign invasion of this size before.
Well, they never faced the Brits.
Never.
Yes.
Never.
Do not cross the Brits.
Yeah. After a little chat with the officer.
Cup of tea.
Yeah, gave the lieutenant,
some digestive
the Spanish
biscuits,
lieutenant.
Biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So two British officers accompanied Arcaya to the acting governor general, Archbishop Manuel Rojo. He's acting general because the previous governor general passed away and the new governor general from Mexico was en route, but they attacked him or something.
Yeah.
He was incapacitated.
And I recall from previous podcasts about how the Spanish recruited a lot of people from Mexico.
Yeah, because it was under them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mexico was basically
Spain.
Most of their military force in the Philippines was from, like, Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the new governor general that was coming was from Mexico.
Ay, ay, ay.
Cut that out.
Never.
So, Lieutenant Arcaya delivered the surrender document.
Oh.
But instead of it being an aggressive letter, like, you must surrender, it sounded more like, sorry we had to do this to you kind of letter. Yeah. So
far, it's not really sounding like a war.
No.
It's just sounding like a bit of afternoon tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The letter stated that the Spanish king had forced the Brits' hand, and now by authority of their king, They had sailed to these most distant dominions to conquer Manila, proving once and for all that nothing was beyond the reach of his just displeasure.
Rule Britannia.
Yeah, so it's like a, you know.
Yeah.
My dad can beat up your dad, kind of.
Well, to be fair, you know, the Brits were pretty powerful.
But in reality, it's really all about the riches.
Yeah.
Manila had been rumored to be a legendary place of unimaginable wealth because of the galleon trade from Acapulco, Mexico, to Manila that mainly carried silver.
Oh, right. Mm. But as well as that, I mean, there were a lot of trade links from Manila, you know, Indonesia and even Japan.
Yeah.
With Japan, right? Yeah. So there was a lot to gain.
Yeah, if they conquered.
Yep.
The letter went on to say that the British would very much like to avoid the bloodshed that would be ensured if the Spaniards refused to surrender.
Yes.
And the letter was signed, "Your most obedient servants, S. Cornish and William Draper."
Hmm.
And that is why I was playing Hamilton while I was researching this.
But you're always playing Hamilton.
But you remember the song I played? Mm. I have the honor to be your obedient servant, A. Dot Burr.
Yeah. Lafayette.
And what was the Archbishop's reply?
Piss off.
Basically, he said, "History has shown that the world that Spaniards know how to die like good men for their God, for their king, and for their fatherland. They Jesus. Would defend Manila to the last man."
Yeah, that was probably the wrong thing to say. Mm. Although we do know that the Spaniards, obviously we know that the Spaniards stayed there for quite a while.
Yeah.
So we kind of know that.
Well, do you know if they won or not?
I think, this is my prediction, okay? I think that they...
UK won Spain nil on penalties.
On penalties, VAR involved. But no, I think that the Brits absolutely pummeled the Spanish, obviously. And they felt very charitable. When they kind of moved in, they moved into Manila, and they were like, "Yeah, we made a bit of a mistake. This is not what we thought." Like when I went on holiday to the Philippines, like, this is not what I thought, and not what I'm used to. So they were like, "We'll give it you back."
I gotta say though, India, Philippines, they're similar, like climate wise.
India at this point was basically Britain. When they'd change the whole country.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know. Do tell me.
So the Battle of Manila commenced. It was called in Filipino, Labanan sa Maynila ng mga Kastila at Ingles.
Ah. Now, there's been a few battles of Manila.
There's been a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the most famous is obviously in World War II. Would that be the most famous? Idea. Well, I know I've talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been a bunch of battle of Manilas.
But this one is specifically Labanan sa Maynila ng mga Kastila at Ingles.
They should at least say number 1, 2, or 3.
Well, Battle of Manila versus Brits versus Spain.
Come on, England.
So this lasted from September 24th to October 6th.
Okay, so not very long.
Not very long.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Because the Brits pummeled them.
Sure.
Yeah? Why am I so patriotic about
I know.
British past?
I found an article that was very detailed about everything.
Yeah.
But it was too long for the podcast. So I took some highlights of the battle.
Highlights. Match of the day?
Match of the day.
Do it.
All right. So here are some highlights of the battle. The weather was horrible. That's typhoon season.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't do a battle in typhoon season. Did the Brits not read the weather report?
They did not have AccuWeather.
Oh, my God.
So it's typhoon season, and the three of the Brits' landing boats overturned.
Oh, shit.
No one died, but some of their ammunition had been ruined by the sea.
Ah, they got shit wet.
Yeah.
they got the biscuits wet.
They got the biscuits wet.
That's where dipping your biscuits in your tea comes from.
Yeah.
Where you're from, history fact.
There was a Spanish galleon called the Filipino.
Yes.
That the Spanish were desperately trying to hide its location because it carried $2.5 million worth of silver.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is that in old time money?
I don't know. Didn't say.
I'm sure it's in old time money.
Yeah, but then that would be...
That would be like...
Mega.
Like untold riches.
Yeah.
That's why they were trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Let's say it's old timey money.
Yeah. So it must trillions. Be like trillions now. Yeah. The British were able to capture a smaller ship that had the Governor General's nephew on board, Tagle.
Oh, no.
And also had $30,000 worth of silver.
Still a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Even in today's money.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Mother Paula.
Who's she?
She's the head of a home for girls called the Retiro de Santa Rosa. Had a vision that the British would fail and convert to Catholicism.
Piss off.
So the friars, Spanish priests, friars, were all like, we're going to win and drink expensive wine on their behalf.
And then they got shot in the head by a cannonball.
I'll tell you about the atrocities.
Oh my God.
The Spanish military had zero confidence in the acting governor general, Rojo.
Yeah.
Because he was an archbishop.
Well, he's not a general then, is he?
He did not understand military affairs. And behind Rojo's back, they
grumbled. Was a child. Because he's the archbishop, isn't
he? I know. Yeah. Behind his back, they grumbled about his lack of decisiveness.
Oh, no. Mm. They grumbled?
They grumbled.
Do Spanish people grumble?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
The Mexican?
Rojas is an idiot.
And then there was a ceasefire.
Yes.
So there was a ceasefire to release Rojo's nephew.
Right.
Mm. So Tagle, right? He was accompanied by a British lieutenant called Friar.
Mm.
But they were attacked by Filipinos.
Friar Tuck.
This is confusing because friars are priests in this, but this lieutenant is called Friar.
So right now, this whole short war battle sounds like an absolute fuck up because people are just capturing the wrong peoples, and there's a ship off the coast like bloody Goonies. Carrying $1 trillion of silver. No one knows where this is. The Spanish have lost it at this point.
I can't remember. It was in Samar.
Samar?
Yeah.
Where the hell is that?
It's in the Philippines.
No, it's not. Sounds Indian.
But they were attacked by Filipinos. So in that group, it was a lieutenant, Tagle, the nephew.
Tagliatelli.
And a drummer.
Drummer? What the hell is going on now? What?
The drummer was playing a drum song.
A drum song?
That represented like a ceasefire. Like if that song was playing, there's a ceasefire.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was...
I'm imagining a little boy here.
Yeah.
That's the drum sound.
But everyone in that group was killed.
Including the drummer.
Even the drummer. They killed the drummer.
Drummer boy. We're going to say drummer boy. So the drummer boy's dead. Mm. So that means there can be no ceasefire. What about his drum?
They killed it.
What do you think, Tippy Tappy Boy?
Hi, Tippy Tappy Boy.
I don't know.
Good point. Okay.
So the general, Draper...
Draper.
Don Draper. William Draper.
Yeah.
He was furious.
Yes. Because
there was a ceasefire. But the Filipinos, specifically the Filipinos, which the Spanish called Indios as a derogatory term, as Indios, attacked them.
Yes.
So he was furious.
Yeah. So let me just get this straight in my head.
Yeah.
The Indios, which I'm going to call you forevermore now, bloody Indio. You, the Filipinos, they who hated the Spanish, obviously.
Oh yeah.
They attacked the Brits.
They attacked the Brits.
Why'd they attack the Brits?
Because they were.
Surely they'd be like, come on in, come and save us from the.
But they were Filipino soldiers that were fighting under Spain.
Ah.
Yeah.
We're not talking local uprising.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think at that time, Filipinos saw anyone trying to come in as just.
Not again.
Not another one.
Not again.
Get rid of these.
Well, they should bloody learn how to govern themselves then.
Why?
Oh, come on. That is like old-fashioned, old history.
Yep, yep. Colonialist.
Colonialism.
Much?
Yeah. Learn to govern yourselves then.
So that group was killed. Drummer Boy, Lieutenant Fryer, Tagle.
Yeah.
The nephew. And Rojo, of course, that was his nephew, also furious.
But he's alive.
Rojo?
His nephew.
No, everyone died. Yeah, everyone died.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. And they were, like, brutally killed, like, decapitated.
Nah. It is what it is.
And Archbishop Rojo himself rode out of the city into enemy camp to talk to the British officers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say, like, sorry, it happened. Yeah. I'm also furious.
Yeah.
My nephew died.
I mean, this war... So he went out and he's like, this war is happening. Let's not deny that.
Mm.
But there's a few things that we all agree is out of order.
They crossed the line.
They crossed the line. The Indios, they bloody well crossed the line.
Both the British officers and Rojo blamed their dark-skinned subjects for the brutality of the attack.
Oh, wow.
The Brits blamed the Sepoys, who are the Indian soldiers, and Spain blamed the Indios, the Filipinos.
Come on, take
seriously.
Accountability.
Seriously, we're like, agreed, it's their fault.
Yeah, we just can't get the right sort of help these days.
The story about this is, so it's ceasefire, right?
Yeah.
So all the British soldiers, the white soldiers,
yeah,
stopped attacking, but the Sepoys continued. And that is why the Filipinos counteracted,
yeah,
and killed the group.
Ah.
Yeah.
So they're idiots, really, because the Indians and the Filipinos, they should have just called a truce together and be like, we are being ruled by a bunch of idiots here, the Spanish and the Brits.
Yep.
Let's get together, let's kill them, and let's live happily ever after in squalor.
Rojo said the lack of civilized customs among the Indians, especially the Sepoys, who did not cease to continue hostilities by their constant fire, and Draper... It was evident that the Indians alone were guilty of this horrid piece of barbarity. The Indians alone.
Hmm. Can't be trusted. No. Don't know why they did. So I'm just imagining the actual Brits are just sitting. they're shitting as well.
Yeah.
But while they're shitting, they're sitting on their ships and their frigates just with their little telescope shouting orders at their Indian... Mm. Basically slaves. Saying, tally-ho, please go and take those Spanish fools.
Yeah.
We'll have a biscuit.
The biscuit. Those bloody biscuits.
It's all about the biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened?
And so. And then Archbishop Rojo rode back into the city, la-di-da-di-da, and the fighting continued.
Oh. So they literally had a meeting.
Yeah, to blame.
And
to
they
put
were
blame.
Yeah, these bloody fools. And then he just rode off back home.
Yep.
And the fighting continued.
Yep.
Oh. So at this point, it's not even the British versus the Spanish.
No.
It's the Indians versus the Filipinos.
Basically. Yeah.
So India was trying to claim the Philippines at this point.
under the British rule.
Well, I think they would have just said, we're not under British rule anymore, we're just Indian. If they had any sense.
Mm.
Yeah. Although, you know, at this time, the Brits were completely changing India for the better, laying down the old the railway and giving people jobs and whatnot.
Wish we would have had the railway of the Brits.
You would have. That's what I've always said. If you'd have let the Brits in, which you didn't, foolishness. If you'd have let us in.
It's not like you guys didn't try, right?
I don't think we were that bothered, to be honest. Yeah. But if you'd have let us in, we could have took it if we wanted. Let us in, we would have built a whole train system and you would have been on the pound.
This is, by the way, this is one of the most, like, detailed battles I've ever read about.
Yeah.
Like, really good details.
Oh.
Yeah, if you guys are into this, you should research more about this. Like, there, every day, there's, like, what they did, what happened. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But, so ceasefire stop. Continued fighting. And October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before that, they had a French officer called Fayette. Not Lafayette.
Yeah, Fayette.
But Fayette was captured or something and was working for Spain.
Yes.
And he was telling them, like, all your plans are idiotic.
Ah.
Like, what are you doing?
Stop taking a siesta in the middle of the battle.
Archbishop Rojo, you have no idea what you're doing right now. But Rojo was like, I'm trying my best.
I'm doing it.
Trying my best.
I'm doing it, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, people are like, and he kept getting, I think it was good timing on the Brits to attack at that time because, you know, the governor general had just died and Rojo was inexperienced and just kept butting heads with the actual military.
Mm.
So it was kind of, it was a mess.
Yeah. And the Brits knew this.
I don't think so.
It was just a coincidence.
I think it was just coincidence.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Mm. And on October 5th, the British started their final assault.
Final push.
They breached Fort Santiago, where the palace of the governor is located, and where Jose Rizal was imprisoned later on.
Oh, yeah.
And Archbishop Rojo had no other choice but to surrender Manila and Cavite, another province close, to the British forces.
Champions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victory.
Victory. Yeah. They won.
Yeah. Yeah.
They won. But
one World Cup and one World War. And the Battle of Manila.
Yeah. They had, like, special agreements to the surrender too, actually. That's why, like, even though, yeah, I don't think the Brits were really that bothered because they're like, yeah, you can keep Catholicism.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, you know.
It sounds like they weren't really all that into it, to be honest.
I think it was just a like
spite the French.
Yeah. Just to.
You like the French? Yeah, we'll get you.
Yeah, you made a family compact with the French.
Oh. We'll have you.
That'll not do.
You get out
of
here.
So that ended the Battle of Manila.
Yeah.
And the start of the British occupation of Manila.
Ooh, things are looking up for Manila.
That lasted for over, how long do you think?
Over 2 months.
20 months.
20 months.
20 months.
So we were actually there for some time.
Yeah, you were. And
Yorkshire puddings all round.
I'll tell you what happened.
Well, please do.
In a future episode.
What?
Yes, it's longer. It's long.
What are you doing to me?
I'm just talking about the battle. The battle was interesting.
Well, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
And the Brits are in.
The Brits are in.
For 20 months.
But they were not good.
What?
I will tell you the first part of the next episode, part two of this.
It's a two-parter.
It's a two-parter, but we can, you know, do yours first and then do mine.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, because it's like a whole different, it's like occupation times.
Yeah. I am very intrigued.
The Brits not come off well.
I've never heard of the Brits failing, ever.
No, I mean, they were horrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But they were horrible everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they dipped their toes in horribleness.
They did.
Yeah.
And they weren't exactly pleasant to everyone that they occupied, were they? And stick a Union Jack on your flag? Why not? Question.
Yes.
Was the Battle of Manila particularly bloody?
It was like 2 weeks, and it was Britain's most successful naval attack.
All right.
Because it was all naval.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all like coming from different parts of the, because the Philippines is an archipelago.
Yeah, surrounded by water.
Surrounded by water. And it was basically just, you know, coming, there were 3 points that they were coming at to corner Manila.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that was their most successful naval battle.
Wow.
They're like a lot of Filipino volunteers and soldiers like fought for Spain, but they were really like no match for Britain.
No.
Yeah, they had like the Filipinos and other natives had really outdated weapons.
Yeah, spears.
Yeah.
Spears and the shivs. Mm. Yeah, coconuts. Coconut husks.
Do you know Cornish in New Hampshire? The town, Cornish?
No.
There's a town in New Hampshire called Cornish.
I know a Cornish pasty.
Maybe that's it. But
Cornish pasty, that's from Cornwall.
But there's a town of Cornish in New Hampshire that was named after one of the leaders of the British attack, Sir Samuel Cornish.
Well, look at him. Hasn't he gone up in the world?
Yeah.
We'll have to visit one day.
There's so many ships here, see? Yeah.
See?
And is actually featured. My sources.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Yep.
Malacanang.gov.ph.
Yeah, love that site.
WeAreTheMighty.com.
Uh-huh.
EsquireMag.ph.
Is that a porno?
And BritishBattles.com.
British Battles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Battle of Manila. I knew nothing about that at all.
Me neither.
Never heard of it. I've heard of the Brits dipping their foul toes.
In the Philippines.
In the Philippines. And they're having a go at it.
Mm.
And, you know, I've heard people often say, you know, it would have been so, the Philippines would be a completely different place if the Brits had stayed there instead of the Spanish.
And I don't know why.
That's what they mean.
Why? Why would it be better if the Brits had stayed?
I didn't say better. I said different.
You said better.
I didn't say better.
Yeah.
Call in if you know the answer to that. Very interesting, love.
Yeah. I had no idea. And there's more to it. There's more to the story.
I'm sure there is.
Mm.
Well, it's good to have you back. Mm. That was a good little history rant. Wouldn't you agree to, Ness? The pup.
Hi, Tina.
He's speechless.
So watch out for part 2.
Yes. And what are we going to be doing now, hey? What are we doing with this bloody podcast? I think we've been a bit lackadaisical about this podcast in recent weeks and months. And we've got out of schedule. There's been illnesses in the family. There's been mental health problems with our dog. And he's got fleas in his butt. And we've not been on schedule. But now we're going to be back, right? Yeah. We promise. We're doing...
What do you call that? Bunker down. Is that it?
Hunker down?
Hunker down?
We're going to hunker down. And we are going to blast out a quality ep every bloody
week.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday, like our original schedule.
Yeah.
Right? And we're going to pump it. Yes. And we're going to make a big effort on this. And
I think part of it is like we're both been being lazy about research.
Yeah.
But I'm into it now. I'm already ready with my next episode.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Good.
That's done. Ooh, don't look.
I saw it all.
But yeah, and I'm going to work on, because this week I'm on vacation. We can't really go anywhere.
Typhoons are blasting.
Typhoon. Oh, that was horrible.
We've got double typhoon at the minute.
Yeah, so I'm going to make a year's worth of podcasts.
You're going to bank a year's worth of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
52 divided by 2, 26.
Yeah.
Episodes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got a very interesting subject coming straight at you next week.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Should we cut it?
Let's cut it.
Tell everyone our Instagram page, which we're going to post a lot more to.
WYF History Podcast Instagram.
Yeah. Tuna, you got anything to say? I bloody hate history. All right. Good job, Tunis. See you next week, folks.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.